WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A semi-permanent area of high pressure, commonly known as the Bermuda High, forms over the Atlantic Ocean during the summer and is a key weather player for most of the eastern United States. This high sometimes goes by other names like the Azores High or the North Atlantic High. The high forms one pole of the North Atlantic Oscillation, the other being the Icelandic Low. The system influences weather patterns of vast areas of North Africa and Europe. In fact, the aridity of the Saharan Desert and the Mediterranean Basin is due to the subsidence of the air in the system. Being a high-pressure area, the clockwise circulation brings hot, humid air to the eastern United States, especially the southeast. The main storm track, referred to as the westerlies, shifts to the north in the summer, so storms are generally too weak to drag cooler air all the way into the southeast. This often leads to many weeks of hot, humid weather with little or no relief in the southeast. Ocean waters that are cooler than land cause the Bermuda High to form and maintain its strength during most of the summer. Acting as a block that hurricanes cannot penetrate, the size and location of this system can determine where hurricanes go. A normal Bermuda High often leads to hurricanes moving up the East Coast and out to sea. During the summer of 2004 and 2005, the Bermuda High expanded to the south and west, which steered hurricanes into the Gulf of Mexico rather than up the East Coast or curving out to sea. The westward extent of the Bermuda High is the main reason frontal systems do not make it into the southeast U.S. during the summer months. If you've got a weather question, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.